Save big money on your next painting project now at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. Save big on Dutch Boy paints. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Save big on your landscape project at Menards. Whether you're shopping for edgers, pavers, or wall blocks, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a beautiful border for your landscape with our interlock edgers on sale now through March 22nd. Save big on landscape block at Menards. Also, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Save big on your landscape project at Menards. Whether you're shopping for edgers, pavers, or wall blocks, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a beautiful border for your landscape with our interlock edgers on sale now through March 22nd. Save big on landscape block at Menards. Also, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, living with a ghost named Bob. One thing is for sure, this Bob can hold one hell of a grudge.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. So a ghost with a grudge. That, I don't think I want a ghost like that. If I have a ghost, I want the helpful type that just, you know, makes meals and things of that nature.
Picks up.
Yeah. I mean, gets viruses off of computers. Things like that, you know, tells you the future.
It'd be nice to, like, have your ghost, like, if you can't make it home, they let your dog out.
That would be cool.
Things like that, that it's like, man, I got to get home. My dog has to go to the bathroom. And then it's like, oh, but I got the ghost. And the ghost will do that for me.
Huh. Yeah. No.
Or if somebody breaks in, this would be awesome.
Yeah.
If somebody breaks into your house, assholes that do that shit, ghosts could scare the crap out of them.
I think that would be great.
I think that would be so much better than any alarm system if you just, like, they're in here trying to steal stuff. And then the ghost starts throwing things at them.
And you'd want a ghost that maybe was incarcerated in life to really scare the crap out of them. But then you got to deal with a ghost that was incarcerated in life living in your house with you too, which may not be the best of ideas.
Yeah, because then he, I don't know, I'm just guessing, seems like a ghost that could get pissed off easily.
Yeah, could be.
Sure.
Let's go to the story. It says, let me begin by saying that for the first 20 out of my 22 years of being alive, I was a total skeptic and disbeliever in the paranormal. I never experienced anything and had no reason to believe in ghosts, spirits, or anything paranormal. I dismissed every story that anyone had ever told me, and I always said that I'd have to experience something for myself in order to believe in anything. Well, last year I moved out into an apartment in Akron, Ohio, with a buddy of mine. Before I got into everything, let me give you a description of the apartment itself. It was a two-floor apartment. As soon as you walked into the door, the living room was to your left, and then there was an open area that could be used as a dining room, but we left empty. To the left, that was our kitchen. And to the right was the staircase that led up to my roommate's bedroom. And there was a walkway by the staircase that led to my bedroom. His room was right on top of mine. Now that you have somewhat of a visual of my apartment, let me begin by telling you the backstory. My roommate and I worked together at a factory on the same shift and would always talk at work. And one day, out of the blue, Sean, my roommate, told me, "I think Bob followed me again." I shot him a puzzled look and asked him who Bob was. And he proceeded to tell me that was the spirit that has followed him everywhere he's lived his entire life. I laughed at him and figured he was just trying to scare me. I mean, seriously, a spirit named Bob? I guess that was what he had named the spirit as a kid. So I'm standing there giving him a hard time and poking fun at him about it. And he says, Bob doesn't like it when people disrespect him and don't believe. I dismissed it and said, yeah, whatever. If Bob is real, then he can come meet me anytime. I continued giving him a hard time and nothing happened for a few days. And I kept making fun of him. And I regret doing so because things went from things happening that could be explained to things that to this day give me chills and cannot be explained. It all started around July of 2011 with small things happening, like things being moved from their normal spots to lights being on when I got home from work that weren't on when I left. We worked second shift at that time. These things puzzled me, but never scared or startled me. After a while, I forgot about the whole Bob thing until one day we were at the bar down the road from our apartment and Sean's last roommate was there, and somehow we got on the topic of Bob. His old roommate started telling me stories that happened to him when he lived with Sean. I again dismissed things. Nothing happened that night. A couple of nights later, my girlfriend and I were in the apartment alone watching Paranormal Activity, ironically enough, and at the end of the movie, we heard footsteps upstairs in Shauna's bedroom. She shoots me a half-scared, half-grinning, are-you-kidding-me kind of look. I'd never told her about Bob because I didn't believe in it at the time, and I told her it was probably just the neighbors. The noises stopped, and we joked and laughed it off as we went to go to bed. So that same night, we were lying there in the dark, about to go to sleep, still alone in the apartment. We lie there in silence, trying to wind down, when all of a sudden, a loud bang hits my door. Like, really loud. It sounded like someone threw a hard punch into my door. My girlfriend looked at me and asked, what was that? Totally freaked out. I'm not going to lie, this startled me pretty badly as well. I told her it was just the movie getting into our heads, but let's just try to rationalize things. I opened the bedroom door. No one was home. The lights were off. Nothing was around my bedroom door. I couldn't explain this, but I told her just to ignore it and go to sleep. I did not sleep well that night. I had a weird feeling that someone or something was watching me. I told Sean that next day what had happened, and he laughed at me and said, Bob doesn't like you, man. I told you not to call him out. I told him I thought he was just trying to scare me and whatnot, and he shook his head and said, nope. And I told you not to call him out. He doesn't like that. So I just walked away, irritated. I actually went home that night and apologized to Bob. I was starting to believe. Surprisingly, nothing happened for a while after that. The next time something happened was that December. I'd forgotten about the whole thing. One night, I was in the apartment alone, smoking a cigarette in the living room. Sean was at the bar, and my girlfriend was back home on break from college. I finished my cigarette, went to my bedroom to grab a movie, and as I reached the underpass walkway under his bedroom, I heard a loud bang up in his bedroom. It sounded like a dresser that had been slammed against the wall. That's how loud it was. I froze dead in my tracks. I heard footsteps upstairs, then everything went quiet. I called Sean and told him what had happened. I told him I was not going up there. At first, he was like, okay, I'll check it out when I get home. But as soon as he said that, he asked me to go at least check and make sure his pet lizard was okay. So I reluctantly agreed, and I hung up the phone, walked up the stairs, and what I saw shocked me, and nothing could explain what happened. The first thing I noticed was that a picture that had hung up had somehow flown off the wall where it had been hanging. Landed at least 10 feet to the right. The glass on it shattered all around. I then went to the opposite corner of his room where his lizard tank was, and this shocked me even more. Somehow, the heat lamp that lay flat on top of it had somehow flown off the top of the cage through a small opening between the legs and a crossbar of his dresser, which was a couple of feet to the right of the tank. It lay on the ground and its bulb was shattered. That was all that I could see that got messed up that night. Remember, this was in the middle of winter in Ohio. We didn't have windows open. There were no air drafts. I cannot think of an explanation for this. I called Sean back and told him what had got broken up there, and he got mad and yelled at me for angering Bob. I defended myself and said that I apologized, and everything went back to normal for a while. He said it didn't matter because Bob didn't like me. I got off the phone and left the apartment freaked out. I called my girlfriend and finally filled her in about Bob. She was freaked out, but nothing happened after this, aside from little things. But one day in March, I was at work, sweating, when I felt my back burning. I didn't think much of it until after work, when I got out of the shower and my girlfriend asked, "What did you do to your back?" I told her nothing and asked why. And she took a picture of my back with her phone and showed me that I had a pair of 3 scratches going down each side of my mid-lower back. This scared me because we didn't have pets that could have done that, and we didn't do anything the night before. We were both pretty scared, but I played it off like it didn't. Nothing happened again for about a month. We were all sitting around in the living room with friends talking about Bob because he'd been pulling his little pranks the past few nights. Well, Sean and everyone else went out to the bar that night. Me and my girl stayed in to relax. We're getting ready to go to bed. An alarm started going off upstairs in Sean's room. I ran upstairs, cursing at Bob and telling him to cut it out. I thought it was a smoke alarm, but it wasn't. It was the speaker he hooked up his phone to. I unplugged it and the alarm stopped. I called Sean and told him so he wouldn't think I was messing with his stuff. And he told me, dude, that thing doesn't have an alarm on it. Chills went up and down my spine, but that was the very last occurrence I had. We moved out a month later, and me and my girlfriend got our own place. We haven't had any experiences since. Needless to say, having unexplainable paranormal occurrences like this happen to me changed my life and made me a believer. Thoughts on that?
You know, it's interesting because it's like the guy's so matter of fact about it. Yeah, I got this guy, Bob. This ghost, Bob, follows me around, which I think is kind of weird. You know, because normally you hear like little kids, it might be an imaginary friend. It's not like one of the guys you work with. It's like, yeah. And then the old roommate's like, yeah, oh, Bob. But so I think that's weird. But when you listen to the story, it's like, well, Bob seems to have kind of a grudge against the guy that he's following around because he really tore up his bedroom.
Bob doesn't seem like the type of ghost you'd want to have around with the three scratches and all that. I think the friend that's harboring Bob may want to think about that because it seems a little, I don't know.
And then he goes into his room and like, does that with his lizard tank and the pictures off the wall and busted and everything.
Yeah.
So he seems mad at that guy too. I think he's just a bad guy. I think you need to take some kind of action. And I wish I had some good advice here, but I don't. But I think you need some kind of action to get rid of him because that just seems so negative. And like, it's weird too, like, oh, Bob's following me around, but why isn't Bob doing that shit at the bar where this guy always is at? Why is he just terrorizing, you know, not just the roommate, but also in his own room? It's weird.
Bob. It's a name that if you're following any true crime stuff, I'm covering Chad and Lori Daybell over on the Hidden Killers podcast. And that's just a crazy story. Towards the end, before everyone realized that they'd murdered their children, allegedly, they believed that evil spirits had come and taken over the bodies of some people that were in their lives previously. They believed that an evil spirit had taken over the body of Lori's husband, named Ned Schneider. That was the name of the evil spirit.
That's what she said the evil spirit was.
Ned Schneider.
So and he sounds like a guy off of The Simpsons.
And the wife of Chad, Viola, was the name of that evil spirit that came in. So people do sometimes have these things happen and they're just utterly insane. But I don't think that's the case here because weird things were happening. But I think Bob might have been the name, you know, like from childhood, like he said, like gave it as a kid and it's stuck ever since. But there's something there.
When I was a kid, that ghost we had in our house, which I really think there was two, but I don't know how it even started. I think my mom started it calling it Henry.
Yeah.
And having a name like Henry, like Bob, makes him a little more friendly, even though this ghost Bob apparently is not friendly at all. And definitely like, holds a grudge. And the guy even said he apologized to it. And once like, hey, sorry, I doubted you, Bob. And even then, Bob couldn't let it go.
Bob's got issues.
Bob has issues. Bob needs some help.
Yeah, that's Bob for you. All right, that's going to wrap up that story. If you like the show, press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any of our stories. And get them ad-free as well. In fact, get a commercial-free experience through Apple Podcasts right now. Go check that out. For Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.